Galaxy, the third planet from the sun, on the western edge, the northern hemisphere, on a continent called the Americas, there is a city. And in this city, there is what is it called? It's a section of the city. It's actually, it's a district. And this district is called the Mission District. And the Mission District has a radio station. And that radio station, ladies and gentlemen, which is 87.7 on your FM dial, this radio station is called Radio Valencia. And you can listen to Radio Valencia on the internet at radiovalencia.fm.
Stairway to Stardom. bottom.
The 25th of December is a holy day. We've made it into a commercial decorated holiday. A genuine Christmas would avoid the sin against God and His holy child. The meaning of Christmas is almost lost in a degenerate world gone wild. Jesus wouldn't have wanted it that way. He lived with the poor and the needy. He taught them to use their high power while the big shots stay ignorant and greedy. He called them liars and hypocrites, murderers for their evil ways. But human nature has not reformed. It's still much the same these days. Santa Claus is mainly a legend and intrudes on Jesus' birthday. It's the 6th and not the 25th. It's Santa who got us this way. The name Santa Claus is a corruption of Saint Nicholas, the Dutch legendary priest for children, said to have driven over rooftops in a sleigh drawn by reindeers, dropping toys down chimneys for children. It is shown in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, that the wise men brought gifts only unto him, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Our commercialized gift-giving is a sin. So let's give Jesus back his birthday, and this time let's set the record straight. Let Santa Claus have his children, but no adults. But we all should remember Jesus' birthday. For Jesus healed the sick and afflicted, and he gave us his precious teachings too. Yet he was mangled, abused, then crucified. I live by his teachings in gratitude, won't you?
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Bye. One, two, three, four. I'm not sure if you heard my last album, but some of that shit was true. I've given up smoking cigarettes, I stopped taking cocaine too. And I don't do MDMA no more, but I do still sing that song. I don't regret all the times that I did, and I did have a lot of fun. And the war on drugs ain't a war worth fighting. What about a war on misunderstandings? What about a war on stupid politicians? What about a war on organized religion? What about a war on war? What about a moment of peace? What about we don't even have a bloody war? We just spark up this spliff. We're always told to remember, remember and never forget about World War One and World War Two and all the tragedy and death that came with that. We keep it in our classrooms and we embed it in our minds as if it was an achievement for humankind. Well, what if we teach something different? And what if we talk of the times when humans succeeded in living together without going out of their minds? And what if we teach about hope and of kind generosity, understanding that everyone lives here together and everyone's got the same needs? Take the boombox out of Boomtown and put it in the Gaza Strip. I get my mate Mike to DJ it and drop some heavy shit. And maybe, just maybe, everyone will come and dance. Pass a couple of pills around and they might even forget about the past. Well, that sounds like a fucking stupid, ignorant idea. If anybody out has got a better one, baby, I'm all ears. And the war on drugs ain't a war worth fighting. What about a war on misunderstanding? What about a war on stupid politicians? What about a war on organized religion? What about a war on war? What about a moment of peace? What about we don't even have a bloody war? We just spark up this spliff. Hey!
Big Wednesday. The day you face your own biggest challenge. The day you risk it all.
Nose hair, Link Bland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Darren Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's going to be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Hall.
We'll be right back. Frank. He didn't play too well. In fact, pretty boy girls thought he was a hottie, but he thought he was a woman trapped inside of a man's body. So Frank went to the doctor, said he needed a change from a car to a garage in his home down on the range. But they messed up the paperwork to trim his lucky charm, and when he woke from the anesthesia, he only had one arm. Frank filed a lawsuit, he saw managed to lose, and we had nothing for him, but still more bad news. We told him early while his stub was still sore, Frankie, you're not in the band anymore. Frank was upset, he wanted back in the band, and so he taught himself to drum with one hand. We went to his garage and got together to rehearse. He had really sucked before and now he wasn't much worse. So we decided we'd give him another try, when suddenly a chainsaw fell down from the sky. His brother had been playing with it up in the loft. It hit Frank square in the shoulder, cut his other arm right off. We were in the middle of playing a Meat Men song, suddenly we noticed that the rhythm sounded wrong. We turned around, saw the bloody arm lying on the floor. Then Frank wasn't in the band anymore. So he tried playing the drums with his feet. It sounded stupid, but it really looked neat. But he lost his legs in an accident involving frogs and tang that he's never quite been able to explain. So he tried sticking the drumsticks in his nose. This made the handles all sticky and gross. He talked funny when he played, now with a pained nasal lisp, and his drum solo sounded like this.
Ow, 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 achoo. Ah, damn it, could somebody pick that up?
No.
When he finally got whiplash from playing with his head, we said, Frank, you've got to stop this, or else you'll soon be dead. We've enjoyed our time together, it's really been fun, but drummers need extremities and you don't have a one. Frank got real quiet, Frank got real sad, he didn't speak to us for months. I guess we made him mad, but I'm proud to say the story still has a happy end. He got prosthetic everything and now he's still our friend. We used him to prop open the door to the shed, and in the wintertime we've got the world's only talking sled. But our new drummer's name is Yamaha, we got him at the store, cause Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore.
Stairway to Stardom. It's the show that reaches out to new talent, reaches out to people who have the ambition and the ability to succeed, but need to be given the opportunity to be seen and heard. Talent coordinator Tilly searches out this talent and brings it before the camera for your approval and for their first step on the stairway to stardom. If you're interested in appearing on the show, stay tuned for further information.
Well, I was walking down the high road. This guy stops me. He just got in from New Zealand and he was looking for mushy bees. I said, no. We haven't really got them around here. I said, but we do got them. walking down the high road. And this guy stops me. He just got in from New Zealand. And he was looking for mushy bees. I said, no. We haven't really got them around here. I said, but we do got. Strictly Hindi doll, and I'm walking down the road.
Nosotros tenemos más influencia con tus hijos que tú tienes, pero los queremos. Creado y regado de la misión, Radio Valencia.
Here, take a souvenir.